Remember your refuge. The winds of the world blow constantly. When we take refuge, we have to batten down our shelter. Make sure that it's not being lifted off, exposing us to the winds of the world. Dhamma refuge requires our effort and protection. This is what we do when we're attentive in the moment, gazing into the inner reaches of our consciousness, undistracted, unobstructed. That's our job. Continuity is imperative. So we stay present with that. Focus freely, openly entering into the moment. And sit as you would sit beside a warm fire on a cold day, to warm the heart, to warm our precepts, our affinity for this moment, precious moment. New moment. Each one given new, fresh, and we attend to it. We bring joy to it and gratitude to see our condition. We might think we're in very good condition, but when we stop in this way, we can see more. What are we really up to? What is underneath all the restlessness? What kind of refuge have we established? What kind of attention? Notice clearly. Keep noticing, just as you would guard a small baby, newly born. Watch over it so it doesn't hurt itself. So we watch over the mind with the same care and love, so we don't hurt ourselves with dark thoughts, with messy habits, with unuseful direction, but we nudge gently, bringing ourselves back to center point, balancing the elements in the body-mind. Letting go of the detritus, whatever is not useful, put it down. Why are we holding it? Is it just a habit? What if we were to set it down? We experiment with doing that. All the unsolved riddles, puzzles, conundrums, confusion that plagues the mind, past or present, or future worries. Just set them down. Put them in abeyance. The mind might resist, you'll hear rationalization, but, and we put the buts down too. This is letting be. Seeing things as they truly are, not with judgment, but just to know. Are we tired? Alert? In pain? Relax. Whatever it is, be with that. See it for what it really is. And let go ownership of that. It's just a moment by moment passing away. It's just a passing away, arising and passing away. So seeing clearly what we're holding and setting it down, letting it be, just as it is, without any judgment. Not me, not mine, not somebody else either. Not holding on to anything, anyone. The mind that holds on cannot really learn to be empty and clear. The Dhamma is waiting to offer itself to us. But if the hand is full, If the heart is already full, what can it receive? So we come empty-handed, but full of joy to receive. Not with wanting or expectation, but just open. The heart is open, purified, letting defilements especially be cleared away, even if it's just one moment. One moment of clarity makes possible the next moment of clarity. But confusion has its cost. So we try to clear away any thoughts that might confuse our receptivity. We just open. With kindness, gentleness, with love, to love the moment as we would our own child, a beloved one who is sick. We tend to them, we care for them. So if we have suffered fear or humiliation or abuse in our life, we want to get beyond that to forgiveness that can clear away the cobwebs, the chains of the past, and set us free. It's a process. We start with one moment, this moment. That's all we have. And the next. If we learn to forgive in this moment, then the next moment will have already come into a forgiving field, a forgiving energy, and we spread that. Nothing comes into a clenched fist or a clenched heart that is tight and dark. Therefore, we open. Therefore, we attend. We beautify the world with our loving presence. That is a gift. take a few minutes to review how the sitting has been and what the mind leaned towards. Did it lean towards the world? Or did it lean inwards to itself? We spend all our time leaning towards the world. Now we're learning to lean inwards. And we can see how much effort is needed, the kind of effort we've applied. Did we have a good experience with that? Or are we still caught up with worldly concerns and distractions? Just good to assess and make peace with that. Things just as they are. And the power of our mindfulness and our wish to understand the Dhamma.